The Austrian Chancellor, Sebastian Kurz, says his government may ban the far-right Identitarian Movement group in his country after confirming the organisation received a €1,500 donation from the Christchurch gunman last year. That's about $2,400 Australian dollars. Our Europe correspondent, Linton Besser, has spoken with the leader of the far-right group, Martin Sellner, and I spoke with Linton just moments ago. Linton, Austrian prosecutors raided Martin Sellner's apartment earlier this week. You've come face to face with Mr. Sellner. What's he told you about the donation and whether he's met the Christchurch assailant?
Yeah, I met Martin Sellner today, head of the Identitarian Movement. He's a 30-year-old guy, kind of clean cut, but he's behind a pretty dangerous group here in Vienna, notorious for anti-Islam and anti-immigration dogma. And I asked him about this donation, and it turns out it was electronically transferred in the first week of January last year. And that after the donation was made, Sellner entered into some short correspondence with the man who donated it, thanking him and also suggesting that he might like to watch the group's online videos, the English versions of them. Now, what's happened today, of course, is the Austrian government has confirmed that the donor was indeed the Christchurch shooter and not someone else that happened to have the same surname. The shooter, of course, travelled to Europe 10 months after that donation. He travelled to Austria and to Vienna. And so, of course, I wanted to know whether the two had met. And this is some of the exchange I had with him today, Sabra.
Mr. Sellner, is this the single biggest donation that you've received?
No. It's a very big amount, but I've already also received amounts in that category and also slightly bigger amounts. But it happens very rarely.
Once or twice a year?
Yeah, I would say like three, four times a year, probably.
Okay. And when was it made?
It was made in the first week of January 2018.
And now that's 10 months before Brenton Tarrant came to Austria. When did you meet him?
I never met him. I never met Brenton Tarrant. I just received this donation, and as I always do, I wrote a thank you email. So it was a short email exchange where I said thank you. He said, yeah, you're welcome. And that's basically it, and that's all the contact we had. And at this time, of course, I could think of this guy, this email address, this anonymous donor committing this kind of terrorist attack.
So you wrote thank you to him. What did he write back?
I don't recall the text. The police has it now and they're investigating it. But as far as I recall, he was writing, you're welcome. And then I wrote him back that I also have an English YouTube channel and he couldn't watch my English videos there. And I thanked him for the support of my work.
Why did he donate to you?
To be honest, I've been wondering about that. And at the moment, I think it was probably part of his plan to drag as many as patriots and conservatives as possible into his terrorist scheme.
What did investigators ask you about all of this?
The investigators, when they interrogated me, asked me about the email contact I had. They asked me if I ever met him in Austria, what I denied, and of course what I think about the terrorist strike, which I of course condemn and reject and distance myself from.
Brenton Tarrant came to Vienna 10 months after he made this donation, which is on average one of the four biggest donations your group receives each year. Is it really credible, Mr. Sellner, that no one else from your group met him?
Absolutely, because if I had met him, of course I would have told the police about it. If I had known that this donation was done by him, I would have, of course, sent it to the police. I didn't know about that. Basically, I forgot about this email and about this donation. And the police is checking it now. I was fully cooperating. They can check all my track records, where I've been, and also my emails. I didn't receive any more email. I didn't meet Brenton Tarrant in Europe.
And that's Martin Sellner, the leader of the far-right group Identitarian Movement. He was speaking with Europe correspondent Linton Besser.